the state's been facing tough times for the last 5 or 6 years, and I think the governor outlined a pretty bare-bones, austere picture for the immediate future. But, you know, I was real happy that she focused on a few things that aren't normally talked about. We seem to always look at the negatives, but there have been some positives in the area of alternative energy, two new film studios being built down in the Detroit area, a lot of different things going on with solar and wind power and cellulosic ethanol, and, you know, the renewable fuel plant going up out at T.I. Sawyer. So I think there were some things that she reminded people of that sometimes we lose sight of.
Did you feel that the speech actually had a little less maybe meat to it than I thought it was built up? I mean, for me, leading up to this, we were getting a lot of reports from the Capitol. Oh, there's going to be a lot of talk about what's going to be cut and whatnot and so on. And it actually ended up going down a pretty, I don't want to say positive, but there was certainly an uplifting angle to a lot of what she had to say.
Right. There were a tremendous number of leaks going on about the bad things that were going to happen and the tough things that are going to come in her budget message. And maybe next week when Bob Emerson delivers her budget proposal to the legislature, we might get some of that negativity. But, yeah, I think she softened the ground up a little bit and then kind of gave everybody a head fake and went in a different direction.
That was kind of surprising with some of those things, but as was mentioned, with these various investments that she says are being made with alternative energy and some of these tax breaks for the film industry and whatnot, do you think that these will pay off in the next few years as a shift of things that are going to be built and done in Michigan?
I do, Walt. I think there's some diversification going on in Michigan's economy, and it's long overdue. I like that she also remained focused on our existing industry, like the big three, and talking about the things that they've been doing. But yeah, I think for the last few years, she's been really struggling hard to get people focused on the need to diversify and make our economy not so reliant on one big industry, but try to get some investment and some jobs created in other areas.
We're speaking with State Senator Mike Prusy this morning. Mike, when we look at next week, you mentioned the budget's coming. We've heard in some talk already that higher education is being looked at a certain way in terms of potentials for freezing of tuition. Also, the corrections budget seems like it's being looked at for cuts. Both of those very important here in this region. What do you think we're going to see in terms of higher ed and corrections in the budget next week?
Well, she proposed a tuition freeze. Now, I don't know how she intends to mitigate that if the state doesn't have money to give them a cost of living increase. I think it's going to be hard for the universities and community colleges to hold the line on tuition when the state support is static at best and going south in the worst-case scenario. Just driving into the Capitol this morning, I was listening on the radio, and They listed three prisons that were slated to close. Fortunately, the UP dodged a bullet on that list for this budget cycle anyway, but that doesn't mean we're out of the woods. But I believe she listed Coldwater, Ionia, and Flint area prisons or prison camps that are on the chopping block this go-around. So I don't know what the long-range future is, but hopefully we can continue to dodge the bullet here in the UP. We already lost Camp Manistique last year, so I hope they're spreading the pain a little bit.
Well, just to wrap up with you this morning, Mike, what was your overall impression of last night's State of the State?
Well, Walt, it was my 12th one that I've sat through. I did five with John Engler, and that was the seventh one with Governor Granholm. I very much appreciated the fact that she didn't try to sugarcoat anything, and she laid out where the problems are. But I think she focused on some positives. So I was quite happy with the speech. It wasn't interrupted by standing ovations as often as past speeches have been. But it was I think it was very direct, and it had a very positive message at its core.